On the corner of Kinney Street and West Lee, photographer Stephen Casanova steps inside Carver Community Garden.
This is where it all began. This is where I fell in love with Richmond.
A few years ago, Casanova had several plots here. One's been dismantled, but the mint he planted continues to grow.
Spearmint. Peppermint doesn't do too well here. I've tried peppermint in three different spots, and it grew, but it didn't spread.
At the time, Casanova was a college student with a limited budget. His original motivation to join the garden was practical.
By the second year I was growing food, I lived almost an entire summer off of only stuff from the garden plus flour.
But something bigger happened. Casanova pitched in with garden improvements. He'd offer fresh strawberries to people passing by. He set up a big orange cooler with homemade iced lemon mint green tea. A sign taped to it read, "Bring a cup and help yourself."
And so people would come and fill up their cup and talk for a little bit. And that's kind of all the whole idea was based around. If we can get people talking, something will happen. The problem is we're not talking.
Casanova lived on this block too. He got to know longtime Carver residents. He took their portraits, printed them on vinyl, and hung them on the garden's fence. He says he wanted to create a platform for their stories and prompt interactions between neighbors who might not know each other yet.
Yeah, this is where I fell in love. This is where I genuinely fell in love with food, because I saw it more than just substance. I saw food as a community builder. I saw food as a storyteller. I saw food as something I can give to someone, and they're so grateful for it.
Casanova's experiences at the Carver Community Garden have blossomed into a new project, the Richmond Cookbook. Combining his passions for food, health, history, and community, he's collecting recipes and stories from residents across the city.
I want to show somebody that is showing their lobster bisque and show it beautifully in their nice patio. And then I also want to show somebody that had to work with some ramen and some fried eggs and show that beautifully in their dining room. That's also their living room. And to show those next to each other with the same type of pride. And to really, what I've realized in talking to people about this and really running through this idea in my head, the goal is to bring Richmond together. And not necessarily to force them in the same spot to be in the same spot, but to force them in the same spot to just talk to each other.
At farmers markets, festivals, and random city streets, Casanova searches for contributors to the Richmond Cookbook.
Yeah, that's right.
At the Birdhouse Market, Casanova approaches a woman he overheard chatting about avocados.
Do you like to cook?
I love to cook.
She's a bit hesitant. She says she's just starting to learn, taking cooking classes.
I love it. What are you learning right now? What y'all working on?
Everything. We've made kale salad.
She also made quinoa, which wasn't her favorite, but her kids loved it.
Well, so that speaks exactly to my project, because the question I'm trying to ask people is, what do you want to give to your community? So what type of recipe might you give to other mothers trying to get their kids to eat, or get their kids to eat something healthy? And so you don't have to answer on the spot. I'm not trying to put you on the
spot. So far, Richmonders have submitted recipes on dumplings, gazpacho, hot sauce, and techniques for preparing vegetables.
The questions are really simple. It's just tell me a little bit about yourself. So it's just name, your neighborhood, what should we know about you? And then on the backside, it's give me a recipe and give me what's special about your recipe. And so some people will tell you it's a low-calorie meal, and other people will tell you that this is what their grandfather made on their deathbed, or something very dramatic that is just a great story.
Casanova isn't just collecting recipes and stories. He's using the project to explore food access, migration, and assimilation. A first-generation Puerto Rican, he says it's hard to find Caribbean ingredients in Richmond.
While I can find some Latino ingredients, I can't necessarily find Puerto Rican ingredients. For good reason. I shouldn't be able to find breadfruit in Richmond very easily. But it results in me changing my cuisine to be kind of a Puerto Rican-Mexican type of food. The interesting thing for me is that I don't want to look at any of this as good or bad, but as a reflection of right now. And so what you'll get as populations migrate, is they migrate for reasons, they deal with things, and all of that is great conversation and great things that we need to be talking about. But I think that it's really interesting that you can make Latino food in Richmond, Virginia, but you probably couldn't make it as well in West Virginia. And so that speaks a lot to who's welcome, who's not welcomed, what opportunities may be in one place and what opportunities aren't in other places. I'm apartment 12, up the stairs to the right.
Today, Casanova heads to an apartment in the Fan neighborhood. A Richmond cook he met at the farmer's market invited him to learn about a family recipe.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Graphic designer Giselle Matz is Cuban, Colombian, and Jewish. The recipe she's sharing is a Venezuelan version of a dish she grew up with.
What are we eating today?
Today we're eating arepas.
They're hard to describe, she says. Not quite a savory pancake, but close.
It's made with a specific corn meal, so it's like a pre-cooked corn meal, and with queso blanco, which is a really delicious cheese.
Growing up in Miami, Matz would wake up on Saturdays to the smell of arepas.
And I would run into the kitchen and I would eat like three or four, and I would always burn my mouth eating them. So when I was thinking about what to cook for you guys, this was like the thing that was closest to heart. So
as Matz gets ready to make the arepas, the conversation moves from hard to find ingredients to transitioning from Miami to Richmond, where she says it was difficult to find Latino radio stations, and she got funny looks when she spoke Spanish.
I never knew who I was or that I was any different from anybody until I got to Richmond. You know, people have a certain expectation of what a Latino person should look like. You know, and if you don't look that certain way, you know, I've become this kind of racially ambiguous person. Whereas I'll visit home from Miami and I'll go to Walgreens and my pharmacist speaks to me in Spanish. You know, I'll get in an Uber and the person instantly speaks to me in Spanish. You know, there's no hesitation there, because, you know, you could pass by a blonde hair, blue eyed person in Miami and you bet they're going to be fluent, you know, and Venezuelan. So yeah, it was a pretty big shock. I definitely yearned for finding people of the same culture, and it's always exciting when I do.
This is the first time Matz has made arepas in Richmond. When they're done, she admires the golden crust, inhales the aroma, and takes a bite.
Yum. Once I've come to Richmond, I feel so strong, like such a strong, almost like a protectiveness over my cultural heritage. You know, I hold on to it and I'm like, this is me, this is my own. But at the same time, I also feel a responsibility to my community as well. And any opportunity to, you know, kind of like reach out and let people know, you know, that there are a lot of us, you know, and there are, you know, I kind of wanted to be like, okay, you know, this is who I am and this is what I can make. Like, tell me about you. Tell me about your culture, your heritage. You know, are you Mexican? Are you El Salvadorian, Puerto Rican? You know, what can you make? What is that is similar to mine? And that was something like really exciting, you know, when Steven explained this whole project to me, I was like, wow, this is really cool, you know, and I've been telling everybody about it.
This experience is what Steven Casanova is hoping for, that through recipes, cooking, and sharing, people will come together, listen, and learn.
I love the idea of how complex it is, because everybody's story is so complex, and it's so hard to put a good or bad black and white on any story at all, because there's always going to be so many different perspectives to it, that I want to make, again, a platform for people to tell their story so that they're just out there, and so that people can just see them and look at them and think about them and take from them what they will. Because there's no one story. There's no one story of food here, because there's no one story of people here.
Casanova is collecting recipes at all the Richmond public libraries. Some will be shared, along with portraits and short films, at an August exhibit at VCU's Anderson Gallery. He'll continue gathering recipes and stories throughout the year and aims to publish the Richmond Cookbook next summer. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.